Due to an exceptionally busy 2-gig weekend coming up, this is an abbreviated, headlines-only edition of Little Brother. Next week's episode should be more substantial. From the studios of Wavefront Audiovisual Engineering in Schenectady, New York, this is Little Brother, the show where we talk about high technology, low intelligence, crime, greed, corruption, and all of the wonderful things that happen when you mix them together. Like any responsible little brother, we tell on Big Brother. My name is Chuck Ritter, and I'll be your host as we explore this world of the high tech. This is episode 45 of Little Brother, dated the 31st of July, 2021. Stay tuned. Little Brother is right around the corner. As always, I'd like to remind everyone that the opinions and views expressed in this program are strictly those of the participants and not necessarily those of anyone else who may, for whatever reason, attempt to claim them. Responsible parties with an opposing viewpoint may request an opportunity for a rebuttal. So let's get started. We've heard a lot of news lately about ransomware attacks where cybercriminals take control of a victim's computer systems, encrypt the data stored in all of them, and then demand the payment of a ransom, usually in one or another variety of cryptocurrency, in exchange for a key that will allow the victims to restore their computers to functionality. Two common strategies for responding to this when it happens are to pay the ransom and then take steps to make sure it doesn't happen again, or to tell the attackers where they can put their demands while the IT department works feverishly behind the scenes to restore the computer systems from backups. Well, at a hospital whose name I am not qualified to pronounce in Bucharest, Romania, they took an entirely different approach. Paper. That's right. Rather than give up or give in, they moved all of their operations offline, rendering the attack mostly harmless. Romanian authorities have been carrying out warning and awareness campaigns directed to medical facilities, but apparently they have more work to do. Tesla has a self-driving feature available with many of their cars as a subscription service. It's unlikely that anyone expected it to be perfect. However, recent astronomical events have had an unexpected effect on Tesla's self-driving vehicles. They've been slowing down. It seems that the vehicle's autopilot system is seeing the low-hanging full moon, which has recently been taking on a golden hue, and mistaking it for a yellow light. Security researcher Philip Wartschlager recently tried Googling for PHP MySQL email register and surveyed the top 30 tutorial results to see what kind of habits are being taught. When writing code that accesses a SQL database of any kind, it is essential that the code uses escaping to prevent users of the application from injecting SQL instructions into the running program and causing it to do the wrong thing, which may result in the user accessing or altering data that the user shouldn't be able to, or even going so far as to completely delete the database, taking down the app. As it turns out, 16 of the 30 tutorials teach practices that are insecure and dangerous. In 9 of the tutorials, there was no escaping logic at all. In 7, the author attempted some escaping but left some vulnerabilities in place. Of the 14 that were given a pass, 2 still only used escaping when absolutely necessary. Bottom line, don't believe anything you find on the internet. Not even me. Last week, I spoke long form about the Pegasus spyware and its creator, Israeli security firm NSO Group. This week, the Israeli Ministry of Defense announced that several Israeli government agencies raided the offices of NSO Group in response to the news that the company had been selling their Pegasus spyware to numerous oppressive regimes, where it was used to spy on journalists, activists, and politicians. NSO Group confirmed the raids, which targeted the company's offices in Herzliya, near the city of Tel Aviv. Israeli news outlet Calculist describes the event as more of an audit than a raid. NSO Group does hold a license issued by the Israeli government to export offensive security software of the nature of Pegasus. The raids don't indicate that the license was violated. However, there do appear to be some concerns about the target list against which the software has been leveled, which includes, amongst others, Jamal Khashoggi and his family, and Emmanuel Macron. This week's news from the Center for Internet Security involves an arbitrary code execution bug in Apple products, including iOS and iPadOS prior to version 14.7.1 and macOS Big Sur prior to version 11.5.1. The bug in this case is a memory corruption bug and has been addressed by the company. If you are running an iDevice or a Mac with these versions of the software, please update your device to resolve the issue. And those are the headlines. You're listening to Little Brother. Little Brother is produced, recorded, edited, and hosted by yours truly, Chuck Ritter. Special thanks to Fungaboo and the crowd at Helix for web hosting support. Shout out to the Albany 2600 group. Music used in this episode was Adrenochrome by Super Action 80, and our theme music is Around Chaos by Heatseeker. Join us next week when Little Brother tells on Big Brother once again. Stay safe and be well.